I am the Ascended Master, Gautama Buddha. It is always my joy to give this New Year's address, as I have now done through several sponsored messengers. It is a joy because it gives me the opportunity to look back at the year that passed and to look forward to the year coming. As you know, 2017 was the year of truth in a cycle that we are currently taking the planet through, these initiations that many of you have followed of the seven rays. I predicted last year that there would be much exposure of what was unseen, what was hidden. I must say that not all of these predictions have come to pass, for a variety of reasons. But first of all, the two reasons that resistance from the fallen ones have kept their secrets, and that there is resistance from the collective consciousness where many people simply do not want to know, because they do not want to actively think about this, whatever the issue may be for them. And so as one example of this, you may know that the Pope just delivered an address today where he said that 2017 was a year that God gave to humanity in a clean and pure state, but then humanity has squandered it through death, lies, and injustice. Well, my beloved, this is a good example of how people do not want to see the truth. The Pope himself does not want to see the truth, and the people who follow him do not want to see the truth either. For you see, naturally, that if you, as the head of a large worldwide organization with over 1 billion members, want to say that the world should overcome death, lies, and injustice, then should you not provide an example of how this can be done? And so would you not say that the Pope making an address in St. Peter's Basilica could start right there by taking the dead popes out of that basilica, by not dedicating to the worship of a dead saint who was never in alignment with the real mission of Christ, and by not worshipping a dead image of Christ that has nothing to do with the reality of who Jesus was and who Jesus is today? Would you not say that if the Pope really wanted the world to overcome lies, then he could begin right at home, by looking back at the history of his own church and exposing the many lies that this church is built on? The very foundation of the church is a lie, is a complete and deliberate misinterpretation of the teachings of Christ. If the Pope wanted to really set an example of someone who champions truth, then open the Vatican archives to the historians and the researchers of the world, no matter what that might do in terms of exposing the past misdoings of the church. And in terms of injustice, well, my beloved, the Pope is still the head of an organization and has not done everything it could to stop the child abuse by Catholic clergy. Is there a greater injustice than the misuse of a child by an authority figure? Is there a greater injustice than perpetrating and putting upon over 1 billion people a completely false view of the true mission of Jesus Christ? And so you see this in many of the other areas where the population of Russia do not want to know the truth about Putin, and even many among the population of the United States do not want to know the unpleasant truth about their own country, including, of course, as I spoke about last year, the issue of elitism and the elitist takeover of the economy. This has, to some degree, been exposed in this last year because there are people who see this and see it as a major problem. But not enough people have been willing to actually look at this because it requires some very unpleasant dealings with the consciousness of the United States, with the American dream, with the entire idea that anyone has the chance to become a millionaire, which of course is becoming less and less true as the economy is monopolized by a very small percentage of the population who are only interested in keeping most people from acquiring wealth so that they can keep the wealth they have unlawfully taken and so that they can keep building on it. My beloved, we have, however, also seen many examples of the exposure of truth. We have seen many, many people around the world who have come to grasp a higher vision than they saw in the year before. This may not be something you see in the headlines of the newspapers, but it is something that I see from the ascended perspective. I see how many, even among what you would call the general population, have come to see things that they had never seen before, have come to realize certain things, have come to see things in a different light, in a different perspective. And this is, of course, in large part because of the calls you have been making, because you have raised your own consciousness, and because of the conferences, the four conferences that we had this year, which have helped to pull the collective consciousness up, often beyond that critical level, that tipping point that Mother Mary talked about, so that we avoided the downward spiral that could have been precipitated. And so when you look at the Pope's statement that God gave this year to humanity as a clean year, as a pure year, you see that this can only be made based on a lack of understanding of history. How can a person who is in charge of such a old organization be so unwilling to look at history and see that there has never been a year that started on a clean page, certainly not in the past many hundreds of years? There are always events that have been setting motion in previous years that have ramifications that carry over into the new year. So humanity never has a clean slate to start a new year on, because there are already so many things set in motion in previous years that will carry on into the new year. Of course, the statement is also based on an unwillingness to recognize the collective consciousness, and that no matter what God might want or not want for a year, then because of free will, you cannot simply erase what is in the mass consciousness. You must allow it to carry over from one year to the next. And therefore, of course, people come into the new year with the same consciousness they had, regardless of their New Year's resolutions and their sense that this year will be different, this year they will make a change. How long does it last, my beloved? How long does it last before the New Year's resolutions are gone and it's back to business as usual and people live their everyday lives with the same state of consciousness? You cannot, with your waking consciousness, decide that you are going to change yourself in the new year if you do not look at your subconscious mind. This is something that you all know as Ascended Master students, because we have told you so many times that you are probably weary of hearing it, but nevertheless, it is always a lesson that needs to be repeated, because every time we repeat it, some might understand. And those who have understood or think they have understood might understand it at a deeper level than a mere intellectual linear mind. And so, my beloved, a new year does not start on a clean slate. It never has, it never will. And therefore, we can look at some of the portents that have been there in the previous year and how they are carrying over. And of course, we can see that in this past year of 2017, there have been certain brewing conflicts around the world, and they are obviously carrying over into 2018, which will be the year of the sixth ray, the year of peace and service. Now, the highest portents of this year of 2018 would naturally be that more and more people, especially in the more affluent developed nations of the world, would awaken to the potential that they could give service to life. Unfortunately, the portents from 2017 might steal people's attention to the point where they are so concerned about these conflicts and potential wars that they cannot focus on giving service because they are so concerned about these outer events. Now, my beloved, I sincerely hope this will not apply to those of you who are Ascended Master students, because we need you to not be so concerned about outer events that you forget to give service. That does not just mean that you give your decrees and invocations, which are, of course, a very important and essential part of your service, but it also means that you take time to go within and find peace, find inner peace, my beloved. For do you not see that one of the tactics of the fallen beings is to create these outer conflicts, or even, as it says, wars and rumors of wars, so that people are so concerned about the outer things that they do not feel they can be at peace within themselves? How can you just sit down and ignore what is going on in the world and go within yourself to be at peace when there is so much turmoil in the world and so many people around you are so disturbed? Well, my beloved, it is precisely when people around you are disturbed that those who can need to go within and find peace. And so to this end, I will give you the thought form for the year 2018, which, if you will use it as a meditation, perhaps even a daily meditation, for those of you who feel prompted to do so, it can help you greatly stay in that peace in this coming year. Now, the thought form for 2018 is this. I want you to visualize the emotional body of the planet as an ocean. This is not difficult because you know the emotions relate to water. They are easily stirred up. And so you can see that based on what was going on in 2016 and what has been going on for a long time in the collective consciousness, the emotional body of the planet is a turbulent, raging sea with many waves that are constantly rolling above, rolling around. They're constantly combing over. They are constantly moving about in chaotic ways. And so what I want you to visualize is that the emotional body is an ocean, but it is not an infinite ocean. It is, in fact, an ocean that has land all around it. So we might consider that it is not an ocean, but a huge lake, inland lake, whatever you prefer to call it. This body of water with land around it, and on the coast of this land, however you visualize it, but all the way around the ocean, all the way around the water, there are people sitting in a meditative posture. Sung among these people are those on the planet who are in physical embodiment but have attained the Buddhic consciousness or near the Buddhic consciousness. Some of them have attained the Christ consciousness. Some of them have attained some degree of a higher consciousness above the 48th level. So all of those who are above the 48th level are, of course, qualified to be part of this meditation, where you are all sitting on the coastline of this raging, turbulent sea. You are sitting there in a meditative posture. You go within, and inside your heart chakra, you see the Buddha, a golden Buddha, sitting in complete peace. And now, as you have contacted this inner Buddha that is within each one of you, you realize that as you are sitting at the edge of this ocean, the ocean is not actually made of water, because the surface of the water is like a sheet of rubber. And you and all of the other people who are meditating, you are now grabbing this sheet of rubber and you are pulling it towards you. You are pulling it in. And as you pull it in, you are tightening the rubber. You are stretching this sheet of rubber, and therefore you are calming the waves. They are simply being forced down by the pulling of this sheet of a rubber-like material. And after some time of this, you visualize that the water of the raging emotional sea has become completely calm. And now you see that it is so calm that it actually shifts. It is no more a sheet of rubber. It is a mirror. The surface of the ocean of the emotional body of the planet has become like a perfect mirror. And what does it reflect, my beloved? It reflects all of the stars of the sky, all of the stars of the Milky Way that are tinkling their reflection on the surface of this perfect mirror. And there you are, sitting in your own little spot on the coastline of this ocean, and you are connected in your heart to all of the other spiritual people on the planet, all of the people who have some higher awareness beyond the 48th level. And you feel this complete oneness, brotherhood, sisterhood. And you feel the oneness with each other all along the periphery of this ocean. And then you feel the oneness with the Buddha above that you now see as a golden Buddha high above the earth. And you see the reflection of this Buddha on the mirror-like surface of the emotional body, not as just one Buddhic figure, but in each of these points of light that you thought was a star, you see the Buddha reflected, shining, tinkling, radiating light deep into the dark waters of the emotional body of planet Earth, where it lights up the emotional body so that the water becomes translucent, transparent. And all that was hidden in the emotional body becomes visible, so that the people can no longer deny it. And you simply sit there for as long as you desire, feeling that oneness with all the other spiritual people, oneness with the Buddha, and seeing how the light is radiating into this deep ocean of the emotional body of the planet. This is a very powerful meditation, a very powerful thought form that I encourage you to use, I encourage you to share with other spiritual people. It is, of course, a thought form that can be used beyond this coming year, but I have chosen to give it as the thought form for the year 2018. Surely it is the year of peace, where people will be faced with initiations of peace. And what is the primary initiation of peace, my beloved? Well, it is simply this. Will you choose peace over conflict? You see, my beloved, you can look back at the history of the world, and you will see that war has started by those who think something on this earth, some outer thing, some outer condition, some outer problem that needs to be solved, some outer condition that needs to be corrected or changed, is more important than inner peace. War is started by those who think an external condition is more important than their own inner peace. You cannot start a war. You cannot participate in a war. You cannot even engage in the consciousness of war, the consciousness of duality, and have inner peace at the same time. It cannot be done, my beloved. Just look at history and look at those who have started wars, and look at how they have had no inner peace. Look at the Pope, who is still leading an institution that has not made any effort to overcome the duality consciousness. Does he have inner peace? Does his institution have inner peace? How is the history of that institution in terms of serving the cause of peace? And so you will see that this will be the main initiation for 2018. People must choose. Is it really so important to change or correct this or that outer condition that you are willing to sacrifice your inner peace for it? I know, of course, very well, my beloved, that there are many, many people on this planet who have never, or at least not in this embodiment, known inner peace. And so, how can they know what they are sacrificing when all they have ever known from early childhood was conflict and warfare and revenge and anger and hatred and pointing the finger at other people? Surely I am aware of this, but it does not change the fact, my beloved, that all people will be dealing with this initiation in this coming year. And you will see, of course, that many people will fail the initiation. But this is not your concern. Your concern is that you will pass it, that you will not let some outer condition take your inner peace. This will, for many of you, be a challenge because you may have personal circumstances that are disturbing to you, and there may indeed be some very disturbing world conditions. But nevertheless, you have the tools, you have the awareness, you have the Ascended Masters who will gladly guide you, and you will, of course, have the teachings brought forth by beloved Nada on how to pass the initiations of the sixth ray. And so, my beloved, it is my vision for you as spiritual people that you will not let these outer conditions take away your inner peace. And in attaining some inner peace, I also envision for you that you will attain a greater awareness of the service you can give to life in this embodiment. For naturally, unless you have some inner peace, it is impossible to serve life. For what is true service based upon? It cannot be based on the dualistic consciousness where you see yourself as separated from other people. How can you serve life if you are in conflict with other people? So you must have some inner peace. That is the foundation for having peace with other people before you can serve to raise all life. We are not here talking about people who may think they are very active, who may think they are serving some greater cause by being engaged in this or that activity, but who are still so trapped in the duality consciousness that they are not actually doing this from a state of peace and true service because they are thinking that there is this outer condition that must be changed and that this is the highest service. And of course, in many cases, this outer condition that must be changed involves forcing those other people who are supposedly the cause of the condition and who are not willing to change. You will see that even those who were the believers of the Nazi system and the communist system thought they were serving a greater cause. Many people in the world today think they are serving a greater cause. The Pope himself is absolutely convinced he is serving a greater cause, as are many Catholics, as are many Buddhists, who are still not at that state of having overcome the dualistic consciousness. How can I say this, my beloved? I can say it because if you are in any spiritual, political, or religious movement, even a scientific materialist movement, that thinks it has a superior truth and thinks that this makes you superior to those who are not members of your organization, then you are still in duality and you have not overcome this state of consciousness. You have not attained the inner peace that allows you to give true service. Naturally, this applies also to Ascended Master students who are members of a particular Ascended Master organization. None are exempt from this, even though so many think they are exempt, because they have the superior cause that makes them exempt. They do not have to look at themselves because they are right. And so, my beloved, another important initiation in this coming year is this. Do you want to be right? Or do you want to have inner peace? And when I say, do you want to be right, it is of course implied compared to other people. Do you want to be right over other people? Because then you are engaged in a dualistic struggle to prove yourself right by proving other people wrong. And this, my beloved, is not true service, regardless of what people think about it, and regardless of the excuses that the fallen beings have thought up and that people's egos have delivered. My beloved, peace is a very tricky, very challenging, very difficult initiation on a planet with as much conflict and warfare as Earth. You will see this in the coming year. My beloved, truly, there have been so many exposures throughout history of the duality consciousness, the warring consciousness. You have seen it in the works of philosophers, you have seen it in certain religions, certainly the teachings of myself, the teachings of Jesus, the teachings of Lao Tzu, Confucius, and so on. And you have, of course, seen it in much fiction. There is no question that enough has been exposed, that if people were willing, they could see this, they could overcome duality. And therefore, we go back to my statement that people are not willing to see this. They are not willing to see that they themselves are part of the cause of conflict and warfare. They are still projecting that it is someone else, someone out there, who is the cause. Now, you may think that we have said many times that it is the fallen beings who brought warfare to this planet, and therefore they are the cause of warfare. But they are not actually the cause in the sense that they are the initial cause. The real cause is the consciousness of humankind on this planet. Because if the consciousness, the collective consciousness, had not sunk below a certain level, the fallen beings would never have been allowed to embody here. And so you see, again, that for them to get off the planet, the consciousness must be raised, and this requires many, many people, not just spiritual people or Ascended Master students, to come to see that they themselves have elements of unpeace in their consciousness, in their attitude, in their worldview. Now, my beloved, I said that there have not been as many exposures of truth in 2017 as I would have liked. But there has certainly been one major progress in terms of exposing truth, and that is the publishing of the book, My Lies with Lucifer, Satan, Hitler, and Jesus. This book explains in a more clear, more direct way the basic dynamic of the fallen beings on this planet than has ever been seen before. And so you will see that this book is a tremendous opportunity. It is an opportunity for you to reach out and reach people that you cannot normally reach with an Ascended Master teaching. But this book can potentially reach many people who can read it as a form of entertainment, but still take in some of these ideas that can make them think, that can make them reconnect to something they know to be true in their hearts. And there has never on this planet been a more clear exposure of the duality consciousness and the need to overcome it and the systematic path for overcoming it that was truly taught by both myself and Jesus. And so this is a significant step forward in exposing truth, and I look forward to the potential of other such supposedly works of fiction that might also play a part in reaching out to the people who are not normally easy to reach with the teachings we have given through this and other messengers. We are always facing the dilemma that we need to tailor our teachings to a certain level of consciousness, and thereby we know that we cannot reach the broad population. How can you speak to those who have a higher level of consciousness and give concepts that they can grasp and at the same time reach the vast population who are below that level of consciousness? It is very difficult to do so, my beloved. And so by giving something that is more of a fictional entertainment level, it is possible to reach more people who can then take in some ideas that can help them. And so, my beloved, there is one concern I have for this coming year, and that is truly the United States. The United States will face some critical initiations in 2018. This will not just be because of the president, but it will to some degree be because of the consciousness that he represents. If you will look at Donald Trump, you will see that he is at a particular level of consciousness, has a particular worldview, and it is very much a dualistic worldview. And so the fact that he was elected president of the United States naturally shows that there is a significant part of the American population who are also trapped in this worldview. This, of course, is no surprise to any spiritual student, but my beloved, in 2018, it will be extremely important that those of you who are spiritual can hold a spiritual vision and a spiritual balance for the United States, and to avoid it to slip into a more and more dualistic approach to the world that will create a downward spiral of conflict that could potentially lead not only to one war, but to several wars where the United States get engaged in these conflicts that are very difficult to quote-unquote win, as the Americans like to look at it. It is extremely important that the American people and the American leadership begins to realize that the concept of winning a war is pure fantasy. You can never win a war, my beloved. I know that the United States likes to look back at its history and say, we won that war, we won that war. But truly, my beloved, if you look at this honestly, no nation has ever won a war. You cannot win by engaging in a war. You can only lose. For what you lose is the peace of your nation and the peace of your people. And you may think that you have defeated an enemy and you have stopped the war, but the traces in the collective consciousness go on and on. The spirals in the collective consciousness go on, and they rob you and your people of your inner peace. And the greatest challenge on a planetary level in 2018 will be whether the American people can come to an awareness of this and the need to seek inner peace, the need to recognize that maintaining peace is more important than changing outer conditions. So with this, of course, our conference in the United States becomes very important, for truly, if you can align the mind of America with the mind of Saint Germain, then there must be peace. For how can you attain freedom? How can you be free if you do not have inner peace? It is impossible, my beloved, as you will clearly see in this coming year. You will see even that it is because the American people do not have inner peace that more and more of their freedoms are being eroded even by their own government. And so, my beloved, these are the remarks I wish to make for now. We look at 2017 as another great acceleration upwards in the initiations of this planet. If you will go back and look at the many dictations we have given at the conferences that were held this year, you will see a definite step up, a definite acceleration of the teachings we have given. If you will take this book of the many lives and see it as your own story of your sojourn on this planet, you can use it to accelerate yourself. And you can, of course, use the book that will come out as a workbook companion to the Many Lives book. And it will be a book based on the dictations we have given over these past couple of years about the birth trauma of coming to this planet. And so we see that there has been brought into the physical some extremely important tools that you who are the Ascended Master students can use to accelerate yourself in this coming year. Truly, it can be a great year for each of you individually when you keep in mind what I have said. Be mindful of the outer conditions and see that all of these outer conditions have only one purpose, and that is to rob you of your inner peace. Make a determination not to let them take your inner peace away from you, but to rise above them, to decide in every situation that my inner peace is more important to me than these outer conditions. Then you will not only pass the initiations of 2018 individually, but you will also help to pull up the collective consciousness so that more and more people who do not have the outer teaching can pass those initiations. And that will be the greatest service you can give to the planet in this coming year. My gratitude, my beloved, for the service you have given in 2017, which has provided a major acceleration for the planet, and my gratitude for your willingness to serve in this coming year as well.